members present and Superintendent Citrus and Business Administrator Jared Black. We are, let me get myself pulled together here. We are going to go to a public hearing. Is that what you want? There's a, this one. That's what I, thank you, Marie. Appreciate that, yeah, thanks. We need a motion to adjourn to regular meeting to public hearing for a purpose of receiving public comment on proposed tax increase due to a judgment levy.
I move that we do that.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Any public comments on the proposed?
Do an explanation again.
Do you wanna do the?
Explanation.
Do you have that down in there?
We're having a hearing in August because we're exceeding the certified tax rate. And the reason for that is a judgment levy. It's to repay 2006 and 2007 assessments from Pacific Core. It was a case that was tied up in court for several years, and so it was settled in Pacific Core's favor, meaning that all of the taxing entities in the county need to refund to Pacific Core a certain amount of taxes from those two tax years. Our portion of that is just over $400,000, and so the levy that we would assess and that is up for approval today is 000203. Judgment levy that would generate the amount of money that we would refund to Pacific Core for those 2 years. Otherwise, our tax rates are within the certified tax rate amounts that were given by the county. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that did.
A judgment levy is to recapture the lost funds to just break even.
Right.
It's not an increase in revenues for the district necessarily, it's.
It's too bad we're not getting it for that.
Yeah.
It's just Pacific Core though. Cause I thought that.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Any other comments on this?
I have a question then.
Okay.
So this will go up forever to this rate? I mean, this $12, it's just to recapture it over, and how long will it take to recapture that money?
It'll be in December when.
So just 1 year?
When the county, it's a 1 year thing.
A 1 year thing, okay.
Yep. Next year, it's off the books, so to speak, and doesn't apply.
Okay.
It's just a one-time repayment, essentially.
Okay.
Yes.
When is the repayment due? What's your deadline to pay this bill?
Well, we send, each of the entities would send Pacific Core a letter basically saying this is our plan. So the money is due, but we are allowed by law to get the money from property tax revenues and then pay it. So ours would be by about December 10th, because at the start of December is when we get property tax revenues, since everyone pays them in November generally, or October. So yeah, Patsy, December 10th would be a due date for that for us.
I have another question. Are there any more taxes in dispute right now?
Yeah.
With Pacific Core?
No.
It's almost automatic with them. They do this almost every year.
Yeah.
Just a matter of whether it gets into court or not, or into arbitration or mediation or some.
I don't recall any for the following years, but there could be. They typically do take a few years to sort out, but I don't.
Does the county attorney's
without
office
going and looking
that
in my book? Yeah, the League of Cities and Towns and the county's organization, I'm not sure what it's called, they will typically appeal those and it will go through a court scenario, and then sometimes it comes out one way and sometimes another.
This has happened before.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Multiple times.
I think our last one was in 2008, the last judgment levy that we did.
I move that we come out of the tax tax hearing into regular board meeting.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, any opposed? Okay, then we need an approval of the resolution to adopt final tax rates for the tax year 2013.
I move that we adopt a resolution approving the final tax rate for 2013 of 0.005856. I think the people need to know how.
That's a good idea.
How small the increase that is. To repay this $400,000 we referred to Pacific Core.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you for that.
And we would still be with that rate, at least in the lowest 10 of the school district property tax rates. In a typical year, we're either fifth or sixth. If we were to bond, that would change, but as of right now. But with that increase of 000200, we'd still be in the bottom 10 at least. So, I think that's a good thing.
That is good for us.
I'll just need you to sign this, so I'll pass it down.
Okay, then we have the consent agenda, the warrants, the minutes for July 2013 meeting, and the financial reports for July 2013.
Well, I would make a motion that we approve them as we have received them.
Second. Okay, are there any questions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, personnel actions, names for approval.
Okay, I've given you this report and there's names listed on that. Recommend to the board the following names, new hires. Jason Passy, that's P-A-S-S-E-Y, science teacher at Sanderfeld Junior High School.
Oh. Good.
We had interviewed Jason and initially he didn't feel like he wanted to make that kind of a move out of Salt Lake area, but did call Monday morning this week. Wanted to know if it's still open. We had interviewed him and he accepted. He was here today for our second day of new teacher training.
Is he a beginning teacher?
He's a second year teacher. He taught at Wasatch Junior High in Salt Lake for 1 year in a magnet school. And then he's been working on a master's degree at Weber State. He's about 4 credits short of his master's degree, so. Marcia Farnsworth and Marie Greenan as 4-hour custodians at Canyon View Junior High. These are the two part-time to replace Richard Rowley. We only have 2 4-hour custodians there. Dustin Service as head custodian at Huntington Elementary. Dustin has been at Emory High School for a couple of years and recommending that he move in as head custodian at Huntington, which means we're now looking for a couple of part-time custodians at Emory High. That's going to be advertised. Mikkel Singleton and Anita Benyon as educational assistants, tracker aides, we'll call them, through the Land Trust program. These are both at Sanderfeld Junior High School. Canyon View has a similar program going up here where these aides track student progress, student achievement, keep the administration and teachers updated on kids who are struggling. And it's been a real successful program here, and Mr. Meekum wants to do a similar thing at Sanderfeld. So that's 2 3-hour positions out of his Land Trust fund. Amanda Bjarnson, I assume is how we say that, and Brandy Tuttle as preschool educational assistants. This is to replace aides who have quit. Actually, it's 6 hours total to replace 9 hours. There's 3 hours that's not being replaced. So, let me think. Had a 6-hour go to 3 hours. No, I guess it comes out the same, but these are 2 3-hour preschool educational assistants. Bart Cox as a substitute bus driver. Bart just recently retired from Emory Telecom and has a big smile on his face. And he wants to drive a bus and substitute teach and be a substitute custodian and whatever else he can do. Very, very talented individual.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Yule as assistant drill team advisor at Emory High. This is a volunteer position, so it is not a paid position. And then I sent you a list of coaches, but I also have an updated one which is attached to this page. There's not very many changes, but they, at the last minute, we did, after this was sent to you, we did receive, I'm trying to think where the changes were. It seems like we had, they were all at Emory High. Anyway, I'll give you a second to look at that. I'm thinking Elise Curtis for softball. Did she help last year? I can't remember.
She did.
She did.
Okay, then that wasn't it.
Boy, it got cut off on the new one you sent us.
Right,
or is it just on my paper it's cut off?
I cut some off because some of them were drill team and cheer, and they don't need to be approved every year.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So this, it's only coaches that need to be approved every year.
Okay.
So I took off the cheer and drill. And also on the list I have has drama and speech and all the others, but they don't need to be approved annually, but coaches do. Still looking for a head wrestling coach at Emory High, and of course there may be other changes in this as we go along, but that's the latest. So I'm recommending to the board that you approve all of these hires and coaches. So I need a motion to do that.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, policy actions. New policy GCCA and GDCA, absence from work for non-benefited employees.
Yeah. And just on staffing, one other comment. We still have some positions to fill, custodial at Emory High, and who knows where that'll lead to, but we also are looking for a teacher at Green River High School in the career and technical education area. We did have Ken Krausen, who accepted another position as administrator in Texas, and so he left. We're still looking, and we have some leads on that and some ideas. But policy GDCA/GCCA, it's in two different places in the policy manual. Anytime there's a D in there, it's usually in reference to support staff, and the C is in reference to professional staff. When we went to the new non-benefited status with the new classified employee law and also Obamacare, any of our employees who were hired after July 1st who are under 30 hours are considered at will and non-benefited employees, and so they do not have leave and leave benefits. So the concern was, what are we going to do if we have employees who are habitually absent from work? Those who were hired before July 1st and have leave benefits, that's pretty well dictated by the leave that they have. Rather than have a strict rule, the policy basically is saying that employees who are excessively absent, based on generally what benefited employees, the leave they have, if it goes way beyond that, or if the absences are impacting their job performance or the work or the program, the students, then it simply says that the principal then can meet with them and give them a letter of warning. And if they continue to be absent, then they could be terminated. Of course, if there are situations where there are health issues or other problems, they can still petition the board to be off work. Most of these employees would not qualify for family medical leave because they don't work enough hours, because they're under 30 hours a week. There is one wording change. I attached here a new copy of the policy from when I sent it to you, which shows that change, and I thank Marie for making a suggestion on wording that makes it sound a little better. I didn't say it exactly the way Marie said, but in the third paragraph down, It does say school principal shall report absences from work to the district office according to established reporting procedures, and employees shall have their wages adjusted based on the days or hours of each absence, rather than their pay docked, which I think is a better way to word it, and thank you. So that was the only change in what I sent you. But I recommend that the board approve this new policy in relation to absence from work for non-benefited employees.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any questions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, let's go to the asbestos containing materials annual notification to the public.
Okay, I'm just gonna read our paragraph.
All right.
And we don't need a vote on this. It's just required by a law. We need to read this notification in public. And I'll also mention that it's published in the newspaper for 2 weeks as well. But as required by AHERA, we as a school district are required to ensure that workers and building occupants or legal guardians are informed at least once each school year about our re-inspections, response actions, and surveillance activities of all ACM or assumed ACM located in your school or building. And ACM would be asbestos containing materials. This information is recorded in the management plan in each school or building. Also, a copy is available for review at the district office and at the maintenance shop, and the public is welcome to review these plans. So the maintenance staff each year go through and revise and update all of the building plans to have accurate information on which areas of our buildings have asbestos containing materials. We also have a 2-hour training each year, which we just had on Monday, about asbestos. You should come sometime. It's really exciting.
Exciting, yes, really.
Can we have 3 hours though?
We went 3 hours, but only two was on asbestos. The other one was on other things.
Yeah. So it was published in the paper, and we read it here in the meeting. I'll put a paragraph in the minutes about that, and that will make us legal, I guess. So any questions about that? Okay.
Can we do the business administrator's report while we're to you?
The business administrator's report is that we're really busy.
Right. You don't even have time to have a school board meeting, do you?
Yeah. I actually took a week off last week, and so I'm just
And he is now
catching up.
Wood badge certified.
Oh, well, that's good for you.
But he broke the rule by taking his cell phone with him.
Oh.
But
they still let
you can't go a week without the cell phone. That just doesn't happen. But we are gearing up for the school year and for our audit. Our auditors will be coming at the end of August. So at our next board meeting, we should have at least a preliminary report on that. But nothing else to discuss.
Thanks. Okay, Superintendent.
Just a couple of short things. I have a letter of retirement from Dixie Allred, who has been with our child nutrition program for many years. And we certainly recognize and appreciate the work that she's done in the child nutrition program. And there have been some moves around the district because of that. And we're still not completely done with everything that he's done in the child nutrition program, but did have a letter of retirement. Dixie, she will be retiring. Have a letters of resignation from Ken Krausen, teacher at Green River High School. I sent that to you, I think. He did offer his apology for the last minute resignation, but felt like he had to take the opportunity that had come to move into administration in Texas. And Ken has been a great teacher at Green River High, has done a great job, and we really have appreciated what he has done there in building our CTE, our career and technical education programs there. Pulled those programs from obscurity into very popular programs. So we're working on a plan to try to keep programs going there. We may find it necessary to close our shop down there for a year and move more into the business, accounting, computer technology, and some of those areas for CTE rather than the industrial arts until we're able to find either a teacher or someone even in the community that could become locally licensed for that school only to do some shop programs, but we feel a bit bad because we did just invest quite a bit of money in an air filtering system and for that shop. But
well, you said again, Murphy.
But we will keep it maintained and hopefully be able to use it. But we may have to look a little different direction for this coming year and our CTE programs there. But we also received a letter of resignation from Lonnie Meadows, who's been educational assistant at Bookcliff, I think, in the extended day kindergarten program. We haven't made the final decision on replacement there, but we may not replace that position. They, I think they only had 11 kindergarten kids registered at Green River and Bookcliff, so we may look at using the funding for that to beef up some of the support materials for kindergarten down there and some other things. But the only other thing I have is that we have our opening institute scheduled for Monday. We will begin with a continental breakfast at about 7:45 for about a half hour. The good news is we don't need a board member to welcome everyone back.
That's good news for them.
No, for one of you. We have the State Office of Education coming down. We have Dr. Sid Dixon, who is the Director of Student Learning and Achievement at the State Office. They wanted actually to take more time than we had, so we opted not to have an opening session, but to meet immediately into group meetings. We will have, first of all, at 8:30, the secondary teachers in the little theater, and they will be with the State Office of Education, and the purpose of that is to review and to introduce our teachers to the new educator evaluation system that will be coming their way in 2014-15.
Maybe they'd rather have us there.
And then for after about an hour and a half, we will have the elementary teachers during that time will be in grade level meetings where they'll be reviewing student achievement data and a few other things. We will then switch and have the elementary teachers meet with the state office and secondary teachers go into subject area meetings and also look at student achievement data and some other things in relation to policy and so forth. Beginning around 11 o'clock, the teachers won't get there till noon, but around 11 o'clock at the Recreation Center in Castledale, we'll have our annual family employee picnic and benefits fair. We will have those who support our insurance programs and provider insurance programs and retirement and other,
yeah, benefits fair. We'll have a variety of
to answer questions.
Benefits vendors.
We will invite all of our school board to bring your families and participate, and also visit with any of those vendors if you have any questions about health insurance or other things. But that runs from about 11 until 1:30, whenever.
So we can show
leave
up at noon and be okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The teachers won't get there until about noon. If any of them show up at 11, let me know.
Okay.
They're not supposed to be there at 11. So, but anyway, invite you to bring your families and participate in that. And I think that's all I have right now, unless you have some questions that I can answer. Like Jared said, it's been extremely busy this past week, and we've just been running.
Thank you. Are there any public comments?
I will say this also, registrations are taking place in the secondary schools along with our survey on interscholastic athletics. Emory High chose to do it as part of registration. Mm-hmm. The ninth graders will be involved in that during the first week or two of school, and then it'll be in Emory High School's hands to evaluate that and then to make a recommendation to the board on sports programs. So
good.
That's where we're at with that right now.
Thanks for that report. Are there any items for closed meetings?
No.
Okay. Then we motion is in order to adjourn.
We adjourn.
Unless you want to give Jared and I a raise, we'll be
all in
favor.
That
didn't die in a hurry.
That's the end.
I gotta be honest, we can't afford it.
Okay, that ended that.
There is a very honest man.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Read it off.
Denver.
We do have some cheese and crackers and a little bit of chocolate here, if you want it.
Today, yesterday?
It was last Monday.
Oh, it's a week ago.
What's today? No, it was.
Two days ago. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, and I appreciate Marie and Roy being there at the delegate assembly. You very well rewarded for.
That's always such a riveting, very well put. Did you find out where it's from?
School Boards Association.
Exactly. One word.
One word.
I think it's the other instead of.
Oh, it's like they want to be heard.
Can I get a mileage reimbursement for that loss?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Roy wants one.
I'll go see if I can find it. Well, it's online. I don't know if I.
That's all right.
So it'll take me a second.
I can do it next time. It's okay.
No, but they can't get this the way it's written. It's not rocket science.
And every year, I keep thinking, every year it will be different.
That's where it was last.
No, Jerry was trying to save money and not let us turn the air conditioner on in here.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm just comfortable.
Oh, good.
I am comfortable.
Gwen's been happy all day, but no one else has.
Oh, they usually have it so cold in here, you freeze to death.
Really?
Really, it's hot in here, yes.
Oh, it is hot now.
We haven't had air conditioning here.
It feels pretty good.
For about 6 months, something like that. Why? They've been putting the parts for.
Air conditioner?
The air conditioner and heaters.
Well, I'm glad it's here, not in one of the schools.
We were put, I think, further down the line.
Must be a special on us somewhere. We're waiting for.
Nobody will listen to you when you complain.
No one seems to care.
No.
Yeah.
And I'm good with it. These guys are sweating and I'm just.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
How's Ken doing?
Good. Doing well. Staying busy.
You give him a to-do at list every morning, I guess.
He doesn't even need a list. He's pretty self-aware.
Oh.
That's so nice. Does he have dinner ready when you come home?
Yes, he does, actually.
He does, really? Oh, my gracious. You are training well.
Enjoy that. Yeah, he does a good job with that.
Oh.
Throw them everywhere.
Have a plate, Roy.
That takes talent. I thought you were gonna juggle.
You did really well.
Juggling that.
Mine would have been on the floor.
I think Stephen's son has been.
Well, good.
Well, Crimson said she had a good time.
Oh, it was just fun. It was good to see her. I didn't go out, get out to say hi as much as I wanted to, but she said she's.
Find her a boy.
She is just a beautiful, sweet girl. And that's why I think, why are the men so dumb? See what they get in something like her.
Yeah.
We're not gonna kick you out or run you out.
They are like that.
Yeah, she said they had a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. They sat and listed and.
Yes.
I think it worked out well.
List of things to gather up and then I'm.
My brother had a 50th.
It is a graduation or for work? I mean, like.
I mean, 50.
Work fixing things.
Oh, really?
50 years.
Oh, that was a long time. Yeah, I would do that.
Oh, he said you were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the first graduating class.
It is gorgeous.
I
didn't know.
50 years.
50 years.
50 years.
1963.
They were telling me one of the people lives in Cedar City. They stopped to go to the bathroom in Emory and changed their clothes, and the husband was out by the car, and he thought, oh, I just as well go too. When they got back, somebody had stolen the car. He left the car unlocked because he knew she was coming back.
Thank you.
So they stole their car. They found it down in.
Oh, you stopped too to enter my.
Oh, my dear.
Abandoned. I can't remember who they said it was. Oh, anyway. I thought, oh, that'd be a great memory of your 50th.
Yeah, it was nice seeing some of.
We were in it. I bet, yeah.
Yeah.
Some I wouldn't have recognized.
Really? Terry said he emceed it, and I said, how's that? And I said, they had pretty fun. They said they were laughing.
When Larry was a
good girl.
I'd like to have stayed a little longer, but it was.
Makes it really nice.
The afternoon of Elizabeth Wakefield's burial.
Oh, my goodness. She died.
Is that named?
They buried her.
Thank you. Oh, I got to go talk to Don. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
You know what?
That Saturday.
And I thought, I'm going to give him a week. If
it's not off from there.
2:30.
I'll say, what is the deal?
They had Riverside up in Orange Hill.
They made me run that far.
And Joe.
Same here, they said we left, so I didn't do anything.
You get up to that.
That was a busy weekend, there's so much going on. Mike, we're driving to California, starting tonight, so.
You're going to California?
Yeah, Michelle's been here all summer and now she has to go home.
And you're gonna start, how far are you gonna go tonight?
I think just Tuesday.
You stayed at the Hampton for that delegate assembly, and they made us run our card for incidentals. They charged our card, each of us, $50 for some reason.
They did?
And they haven't taken it off yet. I don't know why they charged us $50.
The room's more than 50. That to me sounds like, when they put a, like a block on your card for a certain amount of money, but it shouldn't have actually been a charge.
That's what I thought too, and I thought they might reverse it, but I don't know.
Okay, well, if you can email or fax or send me a copy.
They'll wait another week and see if they take it off.
But we can call them and get it figured out. I just need a copy of your statement.
I don't know the date, that was last Friday, it was like the 12th, 11th?
I don't know.
Jared always shows up when we're done. It's a knack.
It's a way of life.
Talent.
I did take a pen.
It's gone off the wheel there.
Okay.
John has training here in the morning, so we're trying to get.
Oh, that's nice of you.
We don't wanna run over you.
No, right over here.
So.
All right, good to see ya.
How long have they been staying in country before their visas come through? Do you know, do you have an idea?
For Argentina?
Uh-huh.
I've heard Argentina's been rough lately, 3 or 4 months.
Oh, really? That long?
But I really don't know.
Okay.
That's just things I've heard.
Okay, I just wondered if you had an idea.
I could email his mission president and find out.
Well.
He'd probably know.
Do you think he would?
Mm-hmm.
You have lots more important things to do than that, it's all right.
It'd be good to hear from him, so.
How long did he wait before he got his call? From the time he got his call till he left?
Not long, he got his call.
March?
I think, the last February, 1st of March, and he left June 30th.
Oh, that's not good.
No, I was really glad, really glad.
The ones getting calls now, that's gonna be for December, January.
Yeah.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
I'm.
They're several months out.
I'm glad his was because I've seen the other end of it. That'll give him time to get home, sort of get adjusted a little before he goes to school. So the timing will be perfect.
And so where is he now?
Denver, Colorado, south. I hope it's Spanish speaking, I assume they assigned him Spanish speaking so they don't forget everything they learned. I hope. When we asked him, when he called from the airport, he said he didn't know.
I'll bet it is.
They should put him in downtown Denver for some cultural.
So he has a little bit of.
South Denver would be my guess, it'd be a lot of Spanish speaking people.
I hope it's Spanish speaking, but he sounded good on the phone. Really good, so. Other than he sounded like Tell. When he called us, I thought, my first reaction was, oh my goodness, how am I gonna tell Tell? I can't talk to you, Leighton's going to call. I can't talk to you right now. Isn't that funny? He sounded that much like him. Thank you, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
So did you enjoy the MTC, do you think?
He said he did, he said he really, really did.
I came through more, yeah, it's always faster.
He said it was, he said the spirit is everywhere, so strong. That he thoroughly enjoyed it. He was a little disappointed that the temple was closed the entire time he was there.
Oh, that's too bad.
It closed, I think, the day before he got there and it opened the day after he left.
Didn't get a chance to go to Timpanogos or anywhere like that, huh?
We had taken him to Timpanogos.
Before?
Before, so he had the experience of both the film and the live session, but.
Okay.
That's all, but do they, are they able to go in Buenos Aires?
Is he in north?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, his mission is the furthest from the temple.
Oh, is it?
But we got to go every 2 months if we wanted to, as a zone.
I had heard lots of places.
I think it would just be up to the mission president. It's not all that far, but it's of the three missions, it would be the furthest.